Hi, it's time for another FanCons.com special report. A few weeks ago, I went to Big Wow Comic Fest. It's a comic convention in San Jose, California. It was my first California convention since moving out here. And so I was kind of anxious to find a convention that I could get to. And Big Wow Comic Fest was the first one I had a chance to get to. It is a comic convention. I wouldn't go so far as to call it a Comic-Con, because people associate that with San Diego Comic-Con and, you know, having all the TV shows and actors and everything there. That's not what this is. This is a comic convention. It's about comics, first, foremost, and only. They did have some panel rooms. They had three panel rooms that were, they had discussions about creating comics, costuming, and stuff like that, but it's very focused on comics. There was also a costume contest, which tended to focus on comics. There were some anime ones there too. There weren't as many costumes as you'd see at a typical anime convention. This was mostly a dealer's room for comic vendors to sell their stuff. They had a lot of comic creators there that would sign their comic books. A good portion of the dealer's room was dedicated to that. But the comic creators, they'd have some panels, but it's not all about their panels. It's pretty much people are going there to see them get their comic book signed in the dealer's room, and or to buy comics or other collectibles, the Star Trek toys, Star Wars toys, and stuff like that. There were other some fan organizations were represented, like Ghostbusters, and then there was some Doctor Who stuff there, and SAC Anime was promoting themselves there at SACCon. Outside the dealer's room, they had there were panel rooms, but they also had this gaming area. It's not a gaming room, it's a gaming area where they had Rock Band set up, and people could come up and sign up to play Rock Band. There was, let's see, what else did they have there? There's not that much else to talk about. There was a couple vendors selling drinks, I guess the convention center, and a donut vendor. And, you could try your hand at archery. And, so that was there. They had a table for promo material, which was odd because they actually had people monitoring the table to make sure that people didn't take more than one of an item. So, like, if you wanted two Star Trek posters or two cards from some website, nope. Sorry, only one, which I'd never seen before. It was a two-day event. I only went for one day, and it ended, they had their costume contest, it ended around 7, and so after 7, everybody goes home. Everything was shut down, and people would come back the next day, but I didn't bother. For one day, it was $20, so yeah, I guess it was okay for $20. Didn't really see the need to go for 2 days. They're doing it again next year, and the prices are the same, so if you're in San Jose and you're looking for something to do for a day and you get $20 to spend, go on down. Parking's a little difficult and you have to pay extra for that. And wear a costume, have some fun. There was a nice photo shoot, that was fun. That's probably the most fun I had all weekend. Bumped into Grant Imahara at one point, and that was cool. There's not really much else to say about this. It was the same weekend as Maker Faire. And compared to Maker Faire, Maker Faire just blew my mind with all the awesome stuff they have going on there. And so this can't even compare. Granted, Maker Faire is a totally different type of event. It's all people making creative things and showing them off. I mean, you've got things breathing fireballs. You've got Mentos and Coke Zero doing things. You've got life-size mousetrap game. You've got incredible stuff. Go watch the footage that Twit recorded. Father Robert Ballasser did an excellent report for Twit, and there's a link down here. Definitely check that out if you want to see about Maker Faire. But as far as Big Wild Comic Fest, on FanCons, I gave it 2 stars. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. So, I'd only go if I was bored. Yeah. So there it is. There's my report on Big Wild Comic Fest 2013. Maybe I'll go back next year, but honestly, if it's the same weekend as Maker Faire, no contest. I'm going to Maker Faire instead. And yeah. So tune in next week. We'll have a report from Anime Boston 2013. Gail was there, and we'll get her thoughts on that. And yeah, I'll be doing more West Coast Con reports. If you have any suggestions, send them to us. Our voicemail is 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. You can also send us emails at podcast@animecons.tv and hit us up on Twitter at AnimeConsTV or on our Facebook group. We love to read your comments, and sometimes we read them on the show or we play your voicemails. And we can't let Movie Phone Guy have all the fun, seriously. So yeah, that about does it. I've done the feedback stuff, and yeah, make sure you subscribe on iTunes and check out our website at fancons.com and animecons.com. Thanks.